Marijuana and Growing Secrets, 2-in-1. The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Personal and Medical Cannabis Cultivation Indoors and Outdoors. Plus how to grow psilocybin magic mushrooms and use them safely. Written by Calvin Newman. Narrated by Orlena Kane. Marijuana Growing Secrets, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Personal and Medical Marijuana Cultivation Indoors and Outdoors. Discover how to grow top quality weed and advanced cannabis growing tips. Written by Calvin Newman. Narrated by Orlena Kane. Introduction. Just like any other kind of gardening, cannabis growing is a skill that has developed over time. Think of cultivating marijuana as a rewarding hobby that doubles up as a great business opportunity. It is not only easy to learn, but also takes a lifetime to master. Well, don't get me wrong. I am not saying that you should not get started. There is no reason for you to get intimidated. One thing I love about the cultivation of marijuana is that the process is straightforward and inexpensive. One of the best places to start your marijuana growing journey is to understand the fundamentals of marijuana cultivation. When you make informed decisions every step of the way, you will have the upper hand at maximizing yields. This is precisely what this guide will help you achieve: an excellent knowledge base on becoming an expert marijuana gardener. The very first thing you need to think about is where you would like to set up your growing area or space. Well, just because you are thinking indoors does not mean that you must have a typical grow room. If you don't have so much space to spare in your home, you don't have to worry, because you can still do your growing outdoors where you have ease of access while still maintaining discretion from nosy neighbors. If you choose to do indoor growing of marijuana and you don't have so much space inside your home, you can do it even in an old cabinet in the garage, tent, cabinet, or an unfinished basement. The most important thing is that the space is enough to accommodate all your growing equipment required. If you are just getting started, it is essential to start small. Starting small makes the setting up less costly. Additionally, you make it easier for yourself to monitor a few plants as a beginner. In case you make a mistake, it is also less expensive. As a beginner, there are several challenges you might encounter during your cultivation, like pests and diseases, which ultimately might result in the loss of your marijuana plants. If you have a small space, you will lose to, say, 5 plants, which is less expensive compared to losing 50 plants. That said, it is essential to think big when allocating your space for cultivation. Ask yourself whether you have enough room for the lights, fans, ducting, and equipment. Do you have some elbow room to move around once the plants are grown? Bear in mind that once the cannabis plants grow, they triple in size and need space. You may be wondering, what are some of the fundamentals of growing marijuana? Well, here is what you need to know. Light. If you are growing your plants outdoors, then this should not be a big problem, as you depend on night and day for natural regulation of light required by your plants. If you are going to cultivate healthy marijuana plants indoors, you must consider over 12 hours of light in every 24-hour period. Growing indoors means that you have to control light. Growing medium. When doing organic growing, you will need some soil each time. However, one thing you must bear in mind is that soil is not the only choice. There are neutral mediums that are entirely nutrient-dependent or purely hydroponic. Do not use mediums at all. Air. For your marijuana plants to be healthy, they require a proper gaseous exchange. Unlike outdoors, where this is not an issue of concern, indoor cannabis plants need to take in the fresh air every time. A lack of proper gas exchange channels will encourage molds, pests, weak growths, or even stunted plant growths. Water. Just like every living thing, cannabis plants require water for growth. For outdoor plants, you can depend on rainfall or irrigation. Indoors, water is an essential medium for carrying nutrients.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?